Ghislaine Maxwell confirms Trump was never inappropriate with anybody. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 22, 2025. Ghislaine Maxwell, the former assistant to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, confirmed to the Department of Justice, DOJ, that she never saw President Donald Trump be inappropriate with anybody. On Friday, the DOJ released audio and transcripts from 2 days of interviews with Maxwell that were led by Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, the New York Post, NYP, reported. The interviews took place in July in Tallahassee, Florida. In the aftermath of the interviews with Blanche, Maxwell was moved to a minimum security camp in Texas. Per the NIP, Maxwell provided virtually no new information on other people associated with Epstein, such as former President Bill Clinton. Maxwell, 63, provided virtually no new information on other bold-faced names associated with Epstein, including former President Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, former Harvard University President Larry Summers, Microsoft founder Bill Gates and former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak. "Did you ever observe President Trump receive a massage?" Blanche asked, according to one transcript. "Never," Maxwell responded. "Did you ever observe, you said that you were. I mean, have you seen the, there's photographs, public photographs of Mr. Epstein and President Trump together," Blanche added. Maxwell responded by confirming, and when Blanche went on to point out that she had been in some of the photographs in social settings, Maxwell confirmed. Maxwell continued to add that she was unsure of the nature of Trump and Epstein's relationship, adding that she thinks they were friendly like people are in social settings. "I don't think they were close friends, or I certainly never witnessed the president in any of. I don't recall ever seeing him in his house, for instance," Maxwell said. "I actually never saw the president in any type of massage setting," Maxwell admitted. "I never witnessed the president in any inappropriate setting in any way. The president was never inappropriate with anybody. In the times that I was with him, he was a gentleman in all respects." Breitbart News reported at the end of July that in response to a subpoena from the House Oversight Committee, Maxwell's lawyer said Maxwell wanted immunity and questions provided to her in advance in exchange for her complying with the subpoena. "Our initial reaction was that Ms. Maxwell would invoke her Fifth Amendment rights and decline to testify at this time," her attorney, David Oscar Marcus, wrote in a letter to Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY. "However, after further reflection, we would like to find a way to cooperate with Congress if a fair and safe path forward can be established." Maxwell, who was convicted in December 2021 of sex trafficking minors, transporting a minor with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, along with 3 counts of conspiracy, was sentenced to serve 20 years in prison. Maxwell's family has also spoken out, claiming that she did not receive a fair trial.